As the 2018 campaigning hits a fever pitch in Oklahoma, residents across the state are scrutinizing the credentials of the candidates. As John Durkee reports for Oklahoma Engaged, some new political concerns are coming to light.
The election is 3 weeks from today. When Oklahoma's public radio station started the Oklahoma Engaged series last spring, there was one big issue, center stage in Oklahoma.
Number one would be education.
I think we would need a governor that really looks at public school education in the state of Oklahoma.
How are we going to treat our teachers 20 years from now? You know, we have to lay a foundation.
Right now, it's at the forefront of everybody's mind. It's education.
And yes, education is still very much a crucial issue. But other topics are percolating. In northeast Oklahoma, it is again the issue of water quality. Michael Patton is a well-known Tulsa environmental advocate. He is expressing concern over the sudden proliferation of chicken houses in eastern Oklahoma and the environmental hazards of chicken litter.
I think the issue for me is, can we protect the water? Can we protect it from sometimes industry chickens for our drinking water? And sometimes can we also have an abundance where we could share it? But I'm really concerned, and if I could fix one thing, it would be that we would respect our water and have laws that protect it for us.
Gubernatorial candidate Drew Edmondson has a lengthy history of fighting chicken litter in the water, going back to his days as Oklahoma's attorney general. But the decades-old poultry lawsuit has yet to be settled. Another issue gaining traction is the desire to curb special influence. Now, what this is often hard to pin down. The definition depends on a person's perspective. What may be considered abuse by one person is perfectly fine with another, not to mention legal.
For lack of a better term, I want to drain the swamp. I'm a Republican, and we got a Republican governor, but I'm so disappointed in her. The career politicians, I think, are our biggest problem.
Avant's Jeff Hemm wants to tighten the current term limits. Right now, it is 12 years for legislators and 8 for executives.
You know, the founding fathers didn't make this to be a career. I'm saying people should serve one term, maybe two at most.
And what would that accomplish for Oklahoma?
I think you'd get the special interest groups out of their back pockets, the oil companies, that type of deal that are paying for their elections, paying for their campaigns.
Jeff Smith from Oolagob also wants to see turnover, but worries tighter term limits will just speed up the same old problem.
I think getting more ordinary Joes into our state legislature would help. It's hard to say, though, because they're going to get bought by the big oil companies too, like the current ones are. So barring running big oil off, which Oklahoma can't do, we can't afford to do that. I'm not sure of the answer.
An outsider to state government is the campaign cornerstone of gubernatorial candidate Kevin Stitt. Although you probably could not call the millionaire mortgage lender an ordinary Joe. While taking the back seat to education in the last legislative session, health care is another issue now coming to the forefront. Tulsa's Christina George is a trained trauma nurse. She used to live and work in the other corner of the state, in Altus. She has great concerns about rural health care in Oklahoma. George says people put off seeking medical attention until it's too late because of the lack of a doctor or adequate health insurance.
When they were in my beds in the hospital, it's because they were to the point where they had to be there. And that's costly. That's way more costly than somebody having access to a primary care, a nurse practitioner, you know, even just a nurse, to get education for lifestyle changes or to get education on medication or to get education on diet.
She thinks the answer is for nurses to be better utilized in Oklahoma. Medicaid expansion is also a part of the equation. Democrat Drew Edmondson favors it, while Republican Kevin Stitt is opposed. How will these issues play out? We'll know in 3 weeks.